AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Gusty winds, bitter cold, and some snow could create some tricky travel conditions across the Northeast. With more snow headed for New England, this man in Maine says they're using humor to try to cope.
We're getting tired of it, but here's the standard joke, because no one knows how much snow we're going to get tonight. So I tell them we're going to get 24 to 28. Oh, wait, that was the Super Bowl score.
President Obama says the country must make sure education is a priority.
In a 21st century economy, our kids will only do better than we did if we educate them better than we were educated. So we have to do more to make sure they graduate from school fully prepared for college and a career.
He spoke in his weekly media address. In the Republican address, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says a portion of the Keystone Pipeline that already has been built in her state shows its value.
This one portion of the pipeline is on track to generate over $15 million annually in tax revenue for Oklahoma. That's a big boost for our state, with 85% of that money going to public schools.
Pope Francis is delivering a tough love message to his new cardinals. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports the Pontiff has welcomed 20 new cardinals into the elite club of churchmen who will elect his successor.
This was the ceremony to formally welcome the new cardinals into the College of Cardinals. This, of course, is the group that will elect the next pope. In his homily, Francis, though, had some pretty tough words for them. He told them that being a cardinal is not an honor, that it's a way to serve the church, and that they should put aside their pride, their self-interest.
As of now, there are no indications of whether either side in the deadly Ukrainian conflict is observing a ceasefire. The truce started just after midnight local time. This is AP Radio News. The NBA spotlight shines on New York City this weekend for the league's annual All-Star festivities.
Players, officials, and league legends descended upon New York City as it hosts the 2015 NBA All-Star weekend. Events include an All-Star Saturday night, which will take place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The crown jewel of the weekend, the 64th NBA All-Star game, will tip off Sunday evening at Madison Square Garden. All-Star starters for the game include the Cavaliers' LeBron James, making his 11th appearance in the game, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, teammates on the Golden State Warriors, who have the best record in the NBA. Mike Moriarty, New York.
Alibaba says U.S. regulators have asked for information on Chinese authorities' allegations the company hasn't done enough to keep fake goods from being sold on its websites. The China-based e-commerce giant disputes the allegations and says it is cooperating with the Securities and Exchange Commission requests for information. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.